5,000 companies employing over 120,000 people, a turnover of 10 billion a year, which is significant. But when you actually come down to Cornwall's marine sector, that is a significant part of that. It is now recognised as a key sector by the council and dare say all the quangos. 600 companies employing 14,000 people and a significant turnover, you can see there, of 500 million a year. When you come locally though, Falmouth and Penryn is a major player in Cornwall and I would say nationally. Why? Because we've got such a superb location. We are actually a service station for one of the major sea gateways in the world, and we're sitting right in the right place. Excellent sailing recreational waters, and in the future, with the exploitation of the offshore marine renewable resources, wave, wind and tidal, we could be a significant player in that as well. So 42% of Cornwall's marine sector is within 5 miles of where we are now, which is a significant, strong sector. 250 marine-related businesses, and a very high value of gross value added, 45,000 on average per employee, versus only 11,000 per annum in tourism. And this is all the marine-related businesses, or some of the marine-related businesses, the areas they work in. And I got these headings from the handbook that Cornwall Marine Network put out. And Cornwall Marine Network are a demonstration of what you can do when you get together and work together. About 8 years ago, some forward-thinking people got together and said, we've got this strength, what can we do? We all cooperate, work together, and look at how we can be greater than the sum of the parts. And Cornwall Marine Network has gradually grown and is now getting towards a turnover of about $3.5 million a year in terms of grants and other funding, and is helping that sector grow tremendously. And I'll hand over to Jeremy. Thank you very much.
Good morning, everyone. As Andy said, we're going to talk a bit later this morning about the new investments in the university sector in Falmouth Penryn. My job at the moment is just to give you an idea of what we've already got here. I know lots of people drive past the campuses and wondering what goes on there. So do we sometimes. So very quickly, we have two universities operating in the Falmouth and Penryn area, University College Falmouth and the part of the University of Exeter. We actually have a joint venture company called Tremoe Campus Services that runs the estates. Now, those organisations totally employ around 900 people now, and quite a lot more employment is generated through hourly paid staff. It's quite hard to put an economic figure on it, but roughly we would say that that operation adds around £45 million per year to the Cornish economy, of which the bulk is actually in the Falmouth and Penryn area. Two campuses at Wood Lane, which is just University College Falmouth, and then the Tremoe campus, which is a unique relationship in the UK, which is a joint campus between part of the University of Exeter and University College Falmouth. University College Falmouth, four main areas of expertise: the visual arts, which is a very traditional sector down here, fine art, illustration, media, which is our biggest area of expertise, and that's quite broad now, covering everything from TV, digital media, journalism, photography, quite a lot of growing in marine photography, animation. We've got a very successful animation company down here, so animation is a very interesting business proposition. Design, and again, design is very broad. We go from product design, graphic design, quite recently invested in fashion and sportswear, and particularly performance sportswear design, which is very relevant down here. And lastly, performance, with the merger of Dartington College of Arts and then moving down here. And to give you an example, you're probably aware that the Arts Council have made quite stringent cuts across the UK, particularly for the performance sector. Actually, Cornwall's had an increase in grants, and actually I know one of those organisations has written to say it's a direct result of the movement of the performance activity down to Tremoe. So the economic impact of what we do is disclosed quite widely. University of Exeter, they've got about 200 staff they employ now, very research intensive, five main areas. Earth sciences, which is mining and geology to you and me. Geography, renewable energy, which we touched on before. Ecology and conservation, and English. It's worth, obviously, as a number of you are aware, there's been a massive investment in specialist facilities around all those subjects. It's worth mentioning some of the other more general facilities we've got, which are open to businesses and the public. Things like our two extensive libraries, which are resources that are available, as well as conferencing events, multi-gyms and various other things that are up there. So a lot of those are available to businesses and in the public. I just want to touch one other thing. Actually, a lot of businesses have said to us, it's not just what you know, it's who you know. And we work very internationally. University College Falmouth has over 50 formal international partnerships. And one of the examples, actually, we're working on at the moment with Pierre Help for Export is the initiative around the ferry link and links, cultural links to Brittany. So we're developing relationships with the Rennes 2 University in Brittany. We'll talk about the future a bit later on, but really the main thrust of what we're doing in the future is more in the research and innovation space and with the working with the collaboration with businesses, but we'll touch that on, I'll touch on that later. So I hope that's given you a bit of an overview of what's there at the moment, and we'll talk about the future a bit later on this morning.